KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And checking the latest sports for you this morning here on KJN, recapping the Boys State Basketball Championships that finished up over the weekend at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. In the Class 3A Consolation Final, it was Waverly Shellrock defeating Harlan 65-61, so Waverly Shellrock taking that third-place spot, Harlan finishing in fourth this year. State championship went to Dubuque-Wallard in Class 3A as they defeated Central Clinton DeWitt 67-57 in the title game. Also in the Class 4A consolation final was Bettendorf over Sioux City North 73-49. And in the championship in 4A, Iowa City West defeated West Des Moines Valley 57-45 as Iowa City West is your 4A champion. Those games were played there on Saturday. The games that were played on Friday, just to recap for you, the 1A championship went to West Lyon as they defeated Dunkerton 60-32. 2A championship went to Western Christian as they defeated West Fork of Sheffield 48-38. And also, Trainer won the consolation final over Cascade Western Dubuque 61-49 in overtime as Jacob Flathers had 14 points there for the Cardinals as they pick up that consolation final win. Also, another high school basketball notes, the Hawkeye 10 Conference has just announced this morning their boys' all-conference basketball selections, and here's a look at how those teams stack up. In the first team, that includes Sam Brinks of Kemper Catholic, the senior, along with Trey Landsman, the senior from Harlan, and Jay Wolf, the junior from Creston. They were all unanimous selections. Other selections to the first team included Nate Cave, the senior from Harlan, Parker Eller, junior from Denison Schleswig, Cole Neary, a senior from Kemper Catholic, Tony Rue, a senior from Lewis Central, and Gage Chitava, a senior from Glenwood. And the second team comprised of one Atlantic player, Ryan Hawkins of Atlantic, the sophomore, featured on the second team, all along with Macon Anderson, a sophomore from Shenandoah, Corey Bertini, a senior from Glenwood, Gabe Ferry, a senior from Harlan, Adam Jewell, a senior from Harlan, Ryan Leininger, the senior from Red Oak, Spencer Polly, a junior from Denison Schleswig, and Lincoln Rodenberg, the senior from Lewis Central on the second team. Honorable mentions, Joey Walker of Atlantic, the junior, was on the honorable mention team. Other honorable mention players were Jackson Baker from Shenandoah, Alex Dries of Kemper Catholic, Alex Gunderson of Kemper Catholic, John McGinn of St. Albert, Jake Lewis of Glenwood, Travis Miller of St. Albert, Jason McCall of Clarinda, Mitch Moran of Lewis Central, Alex Nielsen of Creston, Nate Pardon of Denison Schleswig, and Cole Thompson of Creston. Those were all members of the honorable mention squad there, the Hawkeye 10 Boys All-Conference Basketball selections released here this morning. Also, the Pride of Iowa Conference had their 10th annual Senior All-Star Game here over the weekend, played at Wayne Community School, sponsored by the Cordon Rotary Club. And the West team beat the East team 91-52. T.J. Bauer of Nottoway Valley led all scorers with 32 points. Jake Saboka led the East of Mount Air, or from Mount Air, with 21 points in that contest as they played that on Saturday. Also, big news for yesterday in the college basketball world, of course, as conference tournament championships wrapped up, and then the selections were announced for the NCAA tournament here for the 2014 year. And despite a late-season swoon, the Iowa men's basketball team did earn its first NCAA tournament berth in eight seasons on Sunday night. The Hawkeyes will play in one of the first-round play-in games against Tennessee in an NCAA first-round play-in game in Dayton. That'll be at 8:10 coming up Central Time on Wednesday. Should Iowa win, that will travel to Raleigh, North Carolina for a Friday game against six-seeded UMass, so it's a play-in for the 11th seed spot there in that what they now dub the second round as the Hawkeyes take on Tennessee. Tennessee comes in with a 21-12 record. The Hawkeyes are 20-12 and should be a good matchup there. We'll have that for you coming up on Wednesday night. 7 o'clock will be the pregame start time. And once again, as just mentioned there, tip-off said for around 8:10 coming up here on Wednesday evening from Dayton, Ohio. The bid was Iowa's 23rd all-time, but first since 2006 when the Hawkeyes were a 3-seed. The Hawkeyes boast a 27-24 NCAA tournament record, but have not won an NCAA tournament game since March 15th of and 1. It marked the 6th NCAA tournament appearance for Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. This is the 4th program that he has guided to the NCAA tournament. Also, Iowa State heads to San Antonio for a matchup on Friday night against North Carolina Central in the NCAA tournament. The Cyclones are the 3rd seed in the East Regional and have won 4 straight games after claiming the Big 12 tournament title over the weekend in Kansas City, beating Baylor.
You know, it's a great venue for fans. You know, that Riverwalk is a really cool area. I know my family's excited because they're going to get nice warm weather down there. You know, but we'll travel. I know that. We'll have a lot of fans. If last weekend was any indication, we'll have a good fan base as anybody down there.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who is leading the Cyclones to the Big Dance for the 3rd straight year, equaling the longest string in program history. ISU will take on North Carolina Central, team that is 28-5 and won the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference regular season and tournament titles. Hoiberg said he was hoping for a Friday opener.
I was, actually. You know, gives you that one extra day. You know, would have had to rush it a little bit if had we played on Thursday. So, yeah, it's just really an awesome opportunity, again, for us, you know, to get a 3 seed this year. But, again, you're playing a very good team in the first round, and if you're fortunate enough to win, you're playing 2 pretty darn good programs in that second round.
The players and coaches watched the selection show at Hoiberg's house and were pleased with the outcome, even though they already knew they were in the field.
It was fun. I think it was, you know, it's definitely nerve-wracking just to see where you're going to be at, you know, thinking about it. And it was, you know, like you said, we were in a little bit of a different position this time, so we knew we were going to get in, but it's just, you know, just the suspense of it. So it was good to see we got a 3 seed, and, you know, we're excited to be in there and, you know, start focusing on the game and headed down to, you know, San Antonio.
That's Big 12 Player of the Year Melvin Edgem. The tournament bid is the first for senior guard DeAndre Kane, who began his college career at Marshall.
It's a good feeling, especially for me. It's my first tournament experience. So we get after it tomorrow, you know, watch some film on those guys, and we hit the Texas and try to get a win.
Sophomore forward George Niang said he was expecting a 3rd seed.
I think they gave us the right seed. I didn't know who we were going to be playing, but North Carolina Central, that's a good matchup for us, and they're a tough team, and we're excited to get out and play against them.
And in other notes from the NCAA tournament selections, there was a double celebration in Gainesville, Florida, and Charlottesville, West Virginia on Sunday, as both top-ranked Florida and number 6 Virginia won their conference tournaments and also received number 1 seeds in the NCAA tournament. Wichita State and Arizona were given the other top seeds in a tournament that gets underway in earnest on Thursday, following a 4-game first round Tuesday and Wednesday in Dayton. Florida has been named the number 1 overall seed in the tournament. The Gators are the top seed in the South region and will start play this Thursday in Orlando. It's the second time that the Gators have been the top overall seed. Top seed in the West region is Arizona, and the 30-4 Wildcats will open play on Friday against in San Diego against Weber State. Also in other action, the top seed in the East is ACC champion Virginia. The 28-6 Cavaliers start play on Friday, and also will match up there is Wichita State, the other number 1 seed in the Midwest, as they bring their undefeated record into the NCAA tournament at 34-0. It's their first ever number 1 seeding. Of course, other teams around the Midwest that were able to get into the Big Dance include the Creighton Blue Jays, as they will be playing also in San Antonio for their first round contest against Louisiana. And then also when the Nebraska Cornhuskers made the NCAA tournament field, as they'll be taking on Baylor in the first round of the NCAA tournament, also playing in that San Antonio regional. So that area is going to have a definite Midwest flair here coming up over the weekend. And other notes from other sporting news here for you as we take a look here at some of the scores for you from professional sports leagues here from last night's action. Charlotte beat Milwaukee 101-92. It was Phoenix over Toronto 121-113. Miami beat Houston 113-104. New Orleans topped Boston 121-120 in overtime. Dallas beat Oklahoma City 109-86. Minnesota over Sacramento 104-102. San Antonio beat Utah 122-104. It was Golden State over Portland 113-112. And the Clippers topped Cleveland 102-80. In the National Hockey League, Edmonton topped Carolina 2-1. It was Washington over Toronto 4-2. Vancouver beat Florida 4-3 in a shootout. San Jose over the Rangers 1-0. It was Colorado topping Ottawa 3-1. Montreal beat Buffalo 2-0. Chicago over Detroit 4-1. Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 4-3. And Winnipeg over Dallas 7-2. And also of note for you as well from NCAA tournament action, it was a day of championships as Florida held off Kentucky 61-60 to win the SEC championship, extended its winning streak to 26 as Kentucky couldn't get a shot off at the end of the game to try to win it. Virginia beat Duke 72-63 to claim its first ACC tournament title since 1976. The Big Ten tournament crown went to 22nd-ranked Michigan State as Adrian Payne scored 18 points in the Spartan 69-55 trouncing of number 8 Michigan. St. Joseph's secured the A-10's automatic NCAA bid with a 65-61 win over 23rd-ranked VCU. And Louisiana Lafayette got a career-high 27 points from Xavier Rimmer and rallied from a 9-point deficit in the last 3 minutes of regulation to beat Georgia State 82-81 in the overtime of the Sun Belt Conference title game. The Raging Cajuns earned an automatic bid of the first NCAA tournament since 2005. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In other sporting news, in the NHL, Chris Letang has been cleared to practice with the Penguins and will join the team for practice on Monday, less than 7 weeks after sustaining a stroke. Letang hasn't played since a January 29th stroke and subsequent discovery of a small hole in his heart. He has been taken off of blood thinner medication. In NASCAR, Carl Edwards was the winner in a Sprint Cup race marred by two lengthy weather delays and a track light malfunction. Edwards just finished ahead of Roush Fenway teammate Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at Bristol Motor Speedway. Edwards led 78 of the 500 laps in his 22nd Sprint Cup victory and third at Bristol. Rain caused two delays lasting more than 5 hours, and as Edwards was wrapping up his victory, the yellow caution lights came on with 2 laps remaining. No one was sure what the caution was for, and Edwards' crew chief even wondered if water damage might have inadvertently caused the lights to turn on. Once the sky suddenly opened, NASCAR had no choice but to declare the race over. In golf, it was John Sinden won the PGA's Valspar Championship with a final round 1-under-70 to finish -7. He nosed out Kevin Na by 1 stroke. In the Champions Tour, Fred Couples birdied the last 2 holes to win the Toshiba Classic by 1 stroke over Colin Montgomery, Bernard Langer, and Steve Pate. And also in Major League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks have scratched Patrick Corbin from their season opener next Saturday in Australia because of an elbow injury. The left-hander left Saturday's game against Cleveland in the 7th inning with forearm stiffness. There was no immediate word on the serious of the injury, but he could be out for the season. Corbin was 14-8 and made the All-Star team as a rookie last season. Detroit Tigers shortstop Jose Iglesias will start the season on the disabled list and scheduled to visit a specialist in Colorado on Tuesday. He has been experiencing pain in both of his shins when he runs, particularly when he slows down. And Baseball Hall of Famer Mike Schmidt is recovering from an advanced form of skin cancer that kept him from being a guest instructor with the Philadelphia Phillies in spring training. Schmidt was diagnosed in August with stage 3 melanoma and has undergone 2 operations, radiation and chemotherapy. And Peyton Manning had as another potential receiving target. Former Pittsburgh wideout Emmanuel Sanders has agreed to a 3-year contract with the Broncos. Sanders had 161 catches for 2,030 yards and 11 touchdowns in 4 seasons with the Steelers. Also in the NFL, the New York Jets have re-signed veteran linebacker Calvin Pace to a 2-year deal. The New York Giants bolstered their secondary by signing free agent safety Quentin Demps and quarterback Walter Thurman. Wide receiver Julian Edelman says he's glad to be returning to the New England Patriots after a surprising breakout season as well. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN, brought to you here this morning by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.